Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got an outstanding show lined up for you this half hour. David Gage is back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Dave. Our old buddy David. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, almost 9 years. He's a clinical psychologist. He's an adjunct professor at American University. He's a founder of BMC Associates, along with our other good buddy, Ed Kopp, who's on the show quite often. And he's the author of the Partnership Charter. And he and Dave, he and Ed spend a lot of their time together helping people put together or hold together or not hold together partnerships and family businesses. And he's here to talk to us about one of those today. David Gage, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Good to have you back. So that's the question, right? You know, I said they either hold them together or not hold it together. Part of my job on this show, Ed, is to extol the virtues and the beauty of being a business owner. But my job is also to do it to such an extreme way that it scares the crap out of people who shouldn't be in small businesses. They should clock in tomorrow if they can't handle it. So that's what you guys do, isn't it, too? Sometimes you help people stay together. Sometimes you figure it out. They got to leave. They got to go.
It's true. It is true. And one of the things we point out to people is that it is very easy to get into business together. You don't really have to do much. You just have to
start a business in America is the easiest thing in the world to do.
It is really easy. You can just start talking about it with somebody, and interestingly, suddenly you become their partner. It doesn't take legal documents to become somebody's partner.
It's like a first date, isn't it? It's like falling in love on a first date or something.
Pretty scary.
It can have the same disastrous ramifications too. So there are all kinds of different partnerships. There's, like you said, you and I look at each other and say, you know, let's start cutting yards together, and we got a lawn service overnight, mm-hmm. or we decide to do something else together, or we bring a child in, or a cousin, or an in-law, and we start a business, or it's our business, and then later we bring somebody on, a partner, add a partner to the business, or we add. As I said, we had a family member. Those are all complicated transactions, aren't they?
Oh my gosh, very, very complicated.
And mostly not from a financial standpoint, right? From the interpersonal part. That's where the real challenges are, isn't it?
I think that there are very big complications for family. It gets very difficult interpersonally. I mean, it's just hard to imagine. But because who knows what's really going on in another person and a son or daughter's head when you start talking about maybe you'll join the family or join my business someday, mm-hmm. you know, a mother or father talking like that. You know, it's interesting. I remember one family parent talking about it and basically telling a child, you know, go out there in the world and see what you can do. And if you fail, don't worry. You can come back here and be part of this business. That's quite a message, isn't it, Jim?
Right. Yeah. Well, I've had people ask me what they thought I should do when I had my consulting company. Had kids coming out of college, and they say, "What do you think I should do?" I said, "You should help your son develop an excellent resume, mm-hmm. or daughter, help them develop an excellent resume, and tell them to go get a job." And spend 5 years in the marketplace so they know what that looks like.
Yeah.
And then if they want to, come back and I'll talk to you about whether you should come to work with us.
Right.
Because I'll tell you, I know plenty of people my age, our age, David, who came right out of high school, right out of college, went to work for the family, and by the time, before they were 50, they resented it because they realized that there's something more to life than working in the family business.
Right.
And they were stuck.
Mm-hmm. And it's so difficult to figure that out when you're 20, 21 years
mm-mm.
old.
No.
It might feel to a 21-year-old like, why can't I have this great opportunity that you have?
I think the best tough love a small business owner can give their children is to make them go get a job somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it happen where they didn't and it worked out great. But I just think I think you'll have a better partner when they come back, don't you?
Absolutely.
All right, so when we come back, you guys have recently been on a project where you helped put together a startup, a pretty high-level, well-funded
yeah.
startup
yeah.
with a handful of partners, and you guys pulled it together. We're going to see what that looks like, folks, after these messages with our good friend David Gage. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Carlos to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.